There were seven people on a Quidditch team, three chasers, whose job it was to score goals by putting the quaffle, a red soccer-sized ball, through one of the 50-foot-high hoops at each end of the field, two beaters, who were equipped with heavy bats to repel the bludgers, two heavy black balls that zoomed around trying to attack the players, a keeper, who defended the goalposts, and the seeker, who had the hardest job of all, that of catching the golden snitch, a tiny winged walnut-sized ball whose capture ended the game and earned the Seeker's team an extra 150 points. Oliver Wood was a burly 17-year-old, now in his seventh and final year at Hogwarts. There was a quiet sort of desperation in his voice as he addressed his six fellow team members in the chilly locker rooms on the edge of the darkening Quidditch field. "This is our last chance, my last chance to win the Quidditch Cup," he told them, striding up and down in front of them. "I'll be leaving at the end of this year. I'll never get another shot at it. Gryffindor hasn't won for 7 years now. Okay, so we've had the worst luck in the world, injuries. Then the tournament getting called off last year." Wood swallowed as though the memory still brought a lump to his throat. "But we also know we've got the best ruddy team in the school," he said, punching a fist into his other hand, the old manic glint back in his eye. "We've got three superb chasers." Wood pointed at Alicia Spinnett, Angelina Johnson, and Katie Bell. "We've got two unbeatable beaters." "Stop it, Oliver, you're embarrassing us," said Fred and George Weasley together, pretending to blush. "And we've got a seeker who has never failed to win us a match," Wood rumbled, glaring at Harry with a kind of furious pride. "And me," he added as an afterthought. "We think you're very good too, Oliver," said George. "Spanking good keeper," said Fred. "The point is," Wood went on, resuming his pacing, "the Quidditch Cup should have had our name on it these last 2 years. Ever since Harry joined the team, I've thought the thing was in the bag. But we haven't got it, and this year's the last chance we'll get to finally see our name on the thing." Wood spoke so dejectedly that even Fred and George looked sympathetic. "Oliver, this year's our year," said Fred. "We'll do it, Oliver," said Angelina. "Definitely," said Harry. Full of determination, the team started training sessions 3 evenings a week. The weather was getting colder and wetter, the nights darker, but no amount of mud, wind, or rain could tarnish Harry's wonderful vision of finally winning the huge silver Quidditch Cup.